Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I am back on a semi-decent mic and I'm drinking Lerwick's Black Acid, and I've got a juicy IPA, double IPA from Tool. Music wise, it's gonna be a mixed bag, but kicking us off for the season that's in it, here's some Danzig. We'll be right back. That was Your City Needs You from the self-titled album from Captives of the Void. And before that was Danzig, Long Way Back from Hell off Danzig 2. Great album. So what am I moving on to next? Oh yeah, this 68 is the band and Two Parts Viper is the album. And this one I'm going to play is The Workers Are Few.
Drunk.
Live from Dust Rider off their album Event Horizon. And then before that, you had, I don't know who the fuck I played before that. I played The Workers Are Few from 68. So what am I playing next? I came across this band. I don't even know where they came across them. The album's from last year. Let me see if I can find it. It's Zeal and Ardor, and the album is called Devil Is Fine, and the track I'm going to play off it is, let me see, Come On Down.
Tongue for the court of the crimson. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen shirts, the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch
to the court of the crimson.
Thank you.
That was the Claypool Lennon Delirium off their recent EP, of course, Lime and Limpid Green. And that was their cover of King Crimson, The Court of the Crimson King. And before that, you had, let me just see, you had Zeal and Ardor, Come On Down. Nice little catchy number that I came across. I thought I'd share, which is... So I want my first beer. It's 27 minutes in and I've had two. I had one of my own, which was a combo of an IPA I have with this chocolate vanilla coffee stout. It was a half and half, black and tan of sorts. And now this Tool one is... their DeJuicy IPA. It's a double IPA and citrusy, fruity. It's got Citra Mosaic as well as well-rounded Centennial. It's anytime I see a new Tool beer, I have to get it because they're usually outstanding. They are possibly my most consistent favorite brewery, and this one certainly doesn't let you down. It's proper double IPA. It's clocks in at 8.5%, but it has that lovely full double IPA flavor that you get kind of, there is, you get that sort of citrusy smell off it, but there's certain IPAs you get and you get a lovely kind of marmalade-y, orangey flavor off it, but it also has, it's not overly disguising the alcohol there. Like a lot of time you'll get a double IPA and it tastes like 3% and you fucking drink 10 of them and be on your ear. But this, like, but it has the strong flavor as well, and not in a bad way. It doesn't have that hot alcohol flavor, but it has it's a full bodied, well, probably not full bodied, but lovely mouthfeel, mouth coating. Yes, it is a belter. And on that, I'm going to move on and play something a bit upbeat. Here's some Mutoid Man, and I'm going to play Kiss of Death. Gojira there, and Prey off their album Magma from last year. And then before that you had Mutoid Man, Kiss of Death. And I am still getting stuck into this Till double IPA, and I'm gonna finish it off now and start on this Black Acid, and I'll be back to you after a couple more songs and let you know how I get on. In the meantime, I'm going to play something off the new Peter album. This black acid is too nice. Come back in a few more minutes. Michael Caine from Horseneck there, off their album from this year, Heavy Trip. It's fucking deadly. Anyway, that gave me a bit more time to get more stuck into this Black Acid. It's a Lervig collaboration, and it is a lambic barrel aged stout. It is fucking gorgeous. That's all I can say. It was worth every penny because it wasn't cheap. It's 8.5%, and it's the smell of it. Oh, it's got a lovely sort of fruity, acidic lambicness to it. Oh, yeah, this it's too nice. Too nice. So, like, two fucking cracking beers tonight. So, like, I can't decide which is the better. But, I did them the right way around, which I usually don't do. Normally, I would have fucking drank that lambic first, and then the till would have been destroyed. I'd say the till would have struggled to get through after that. Yeah, so moving on, I am towards the end of the show, and I'm gonna play out with one more song. This actually, I got a request in to play anything by Geezer from Sick to Me, and I am got their new album, Psychoriffadelia, and I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm just going to play the title track off it, which is over 10 minutes long, so it's going to take us through to the end of the show. So if you want to get in touch, email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter HMD on the radio, or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So until next week, I'm going to lash this on and sit back and enjoy the rest of this Black Acid. Talk to you next week.